Out of the Dust by Karen Hess. Winter, 1934. Beginning, August 1920. As summer wheat came ripe, so did I, born at home on the kitchen floor. Ma crouched, barefoot, bare-bottomed over the swept boards, because that's where Daddy said it'd be best. I came too fast for the doctor, bawlin' as soon as Daddy wiped his hand around inside my mouth. To hear Ma tell it, I hollered myself red the day I was born. Red's the color I've stayed ever since. Daddy named me Billy Joe. He wanted a boy. Instead, he got a long-legged girl with a wide mouth and cheekbones like bicycle handles. He got a red-headed, freckle-faced, narrow-hipped girl with a fondness for apples and a hunger for playing fierce piano. From the earliest I can remember, I've been restless in this little panhandle shack we call home, always getting in Ma's way with my pointy elbows, my fidgety legs. By the summer I turned 9, Daddy had given up about having a boy. He tried making me do. I look just like him. I can handle myself most everywhere he puts me, even on the tractor, though I don't like that much. Ma tried having other babies. It never seemed to go right except with me. But this morning, Ma led on as how she's expecting again. Other than the three of us, there's not much family to speak of. Daddy, the only boy Kelby left since Grandpa died from a cancer that ate up the most of his skin, and Aunt Ellis, almost 14 years older than Daddy, and living in Lubbock, away south of here and a whole world apart to hear Daddy tell it. And Ma, with only Great-Uncle Floyd, old as ancient Indian bones and mean as a rattler.